just saying, if you're not allowed to fuck your ex and you don't want to go fuck new people, then just go buy a vibrator. That's my advice. Or a fuck machine.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Real Talk Sundays. The podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Even the single people.
We're your hosts, Amanda and Val.
Oh, you're so lucky you didn't spit that, dude. I didn't return the favor from when you spit. Bitch goes to chug a bottle of champagne like she's fucking 18 all over again. And the pressure builds up in the bottle and she... all the fuck over me on this
and
patio.
And they still want us to do this.
At the 2C Winery, which is one of our updates, is next weekend we're coming at you. We'll probably go live. I think it'd be fun to go live on Insta. We'll probably go live on Insta. And we're recording at the 2C Wine Down in Caldwell. It's a super cute spot. And so they're letting us film there because they're amazing. They're our friends now.
Yeah.
We know people. But yeah, it's going to be super fun. We're going to talk about alcohol. So stay tuned.
Get it at 2C Wine Down.
At 2C Wine Down. So grab a glass of wine. I don't know that song. Sorry, I don't drink wine. But I'm going to before we do this. So I will actually drink a couple glasses of wine before we record.
And then you're going to get a headache.
I'll drink white wine.
Oh, okay. Is that a
I'll take a couple of things beforehand. Yeah, okay. Red wine fucks me up. Gives me migraines. But there's so much more alcohol out there. It'll be okay. They have delicious fucking sangrias. We'll do that. Anyways. And yeah, just another reminder for our swag. Swag hound. We got fucking kick-ass swag, bitches. We're going to do a little fashion show with all this swag that we purchased. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, today's episode is going to be entitled, "We're Going to Kill Them and Then Eat Their Souls." I'm just kidding. Maybe.
Or murder.
Murder. No, this episode's going to be about breakups. About breakups and being single. Because I have a little update. I don't like to put my personal life out there.
But you have to at this point.
I know. Except for all of these people who are listening, which it's quite a few. But I don't have social media. Like, I'm a very hush-hush person. And yeah, but on my podcast, I know that we've brought on B&B still curates music for us and everything. But yeah, it's hard to talk about, but we broke up. And it wasn't for, because I know in past episodes we talked a lot about like, oh, it's my birthday, so it's time to talk about open or close, because we were in a closed relationship and I wanted to review, you know, opening it. That wasn't what broke us up. It was just other shit. And he'll attest to this too if you were to ask him. Like, he's being stupid ass. So he needs to figure out shit, and that's it. But it had me thinking, because it's just so much on my heart. Breakups, and like being single, and like all the
starting over,
and like I know a lot of people talk about that, but I mostly hear the negative part of dating. I'm nervous. Not that we're going to talk about dating, but we're going to talk about a bunch of shit. But the biggest thing is Panda's single now, which is sad. It's bittersweet. And not so much a single, Panda's going through a breakup is really what this is. But I'm like, I'm okay. I'm healing because I really don't know what just happened. So, but it just feels different this time. And like B and I have broken up and gotten back together and broken up. And I've never done that before. Like usually when I'm done.
Right.
So this has been the only time in my history of dating where we've like broken up, gotten back. But it's like we have children. So I think that's a really hard one too, to like... when you're trying to break up, you're trying to go, we were like no contact so that you can heal and go through the stages of grief. But like, how the fuck you do that when you have shared custody of kids?
You can't.
So it's almost like, fuck, I can't even heal properly or like in peace, motherfucker, because we got kids or we got a dog or we have some sort of connection that keeps bringing us back.
Right. He's going to come over and hang out with the kids and you're like, oh, there he is. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it just kind of starts all over again, especially like when there's no bad blood. You know what I mean? Not saying that like when we broke up was amicable, because yeah, no. But for the most part, yeah. You know, and you still have to be sane for your children. I think that's one thing too, I will say, is my fucking two cents, because my parents have been divorced my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
And that's really all I know. And I will say a misstep and something that I have learned from growing up is to never speak ill of the dead. Like, when it comes to your children's parent, opposite parent, you can have fucking beef with them, but you don't speak ill of them in front of your children. Like, you really do need to keep a mutual, you need to keep a line there. That's a boundary. And it's hard because it's like, some guys are not pieces of shit dads. They're just pieces of shit boyfriends or pieces of shit, you know? And some guys are, but that's for your children to find out. Like, your children will, kids are smart. They will figure out that their parent is a deadbeat if they truly are a deadbeat. But, like, that's for their own conclusion. And all you can do is be there for them and their feelings when that ball is dropped. But at the end of the day, it's like, don't speak ill of the dead. It fucking sucks. And it divides you as a kid, like, and it makes you just see your parents differently when you should have the best of intent. You know, you'll find out later that they are who they are. But in the minute, you just don't want to deface them because you're mad.
Yeah, like in the movies where it's like the dad didn't show up to pick up the kid and they're like, typical. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it goes. But you're supposed to give a reason, like, oh, I'm sure something came up, like, you know, to make it a positive thing somehow, because the kid's devastated.
And not to, like, you know, turn a blind eye to the bullshit, but just be like, he'll be here next time, or maybe he'll be here next time, or, you know, you just like that buffer. But I don't know, get your own shit, so don't come with your kid's shit. But yeah, I think that's a lot. And then, like, we have such a fine line between love and hate. And, like, when you're going through the grievances, like, the, you know, the, we have, like, all these stages of breakup that I wrote down, because I was like, there's stages of a breakup? Cool. Like, I've heard of some shit, but never, like, gone into it or delved into it. But you can feel so much love for somebody and have shared so many amazing memories. And then they do something so painful, it literally flips a fucking switch in your brain. And it's hard because it's like a fine line between hate and, you know, that anger and the hate and all that. Those just, like, oh, those crazy rage feelings. And you have to give that shit space. You got to let that shit air out because it's going to come out one way or another. So you might as well give it space when it's ready. But it's such a fine line. And I feel like that show Big Mouth that has, you know, like, Hormone Monster, it just depicts with characters. If you haven't seen it, fucking check it out. It's hilarious. But it, like, depicts different things in your body, or, you know, your hormone monster, shame gremlin, like, there's all these, are, you know, different characters that are named after these feelings that we have. And it depicts this really, really well. And it was in season 2, episode 5, where she's this love bug and she's supposed to help you spark love, you know, with new connections and, like, you know, all these things. So she just floats around like your love bug, right? And she gets so fucking mad at somebody and quickly turns into a thing called a hate worm and fucking destroys everything, because she's like, she flips on this. And I feel like that's really, love and hate dance so delicately together. And it's so quick when it flips. And it's really, really hard. But, like, another thing too is, I think the disgust, I talked to you a lot about my disgust lover. So I have an, I don't know where I got this concept. It was probably a fucking TikTok or some shit, but it made so much sense in my brain. Like, disgust in my mind is like a lever. And once it's flipped, it can't really be unflipped. And in my experience, and that's usually, I feel, when people are disgusted with themselves, that's when change starts. When you literally are like, okay, I don't, you always hear too in, like, serious weight loss things where they're like, they remember this one memory, like, I couldn't fit in the swings, or I couldn't play with my kids when we were at the park this one day. And they have this one moment that was it. And that disgust lever flipped and they never fucking went back. And that's how I feel it works with, like, when you're disgusted with yourself or you're disgusted with a relationship or an act or something. And I think that's also a big part of it, especially if, like, someone cheats on you and you're just, like, so gross the fuck out. Like, your fucking disgust lever is locked.
You put your dick inside of her?
There was penetration? You put your dick?
Your fingers were inside of her? So we're quoting Ultimatum right now.
The betrayal. Trash TV. Bro, we were talking about how lesbians just review, like, they think cheating and, like, what I think of cheating is fucking different.
This isn't, like, a cheating episode, but we should have brought that up in the cheating episode of, like, what is cheating with lesbians?
Yeah, dude.
And it's what crazy. Is sex with
we'll
lesbians?
Just talk about that in a future episode. Yeah, I have a feeling.
Write that down, Corrado.
This is a bit of a foreshadow. I'm just gonna put this energy out there. When I am ready, I want to dive headfirst into some pussy. only when I'm ready. So I don't know how long that grieve is going to take. I hope there's a wait list started for me, really do. But like, I would really love to, when I'm good and ready, to just go full vagina.
You say this every time.
But I mean it this
time. Okay, just
I think last time I meant it too. It's just so many different opportunities got flung into my mouth. And I was like, one at a time, jummy buddy. So I can only fit so much. This next one, though, is going to be pussy lips. So I'm very excited about that. I can feel it within like my soul. It's there. It's been a fire.
I bet it will be a number one fan of the podcast.
I fucking hope. Find me, baby. God,
I love your podcast.
I'm a DM away, baby. God. Anyways. Anyways.
Slide into the DMs of Real Talk Sundays.
I don't even know what the cool kids are doing these days for dating. We're
slide into the DMs.
When's the last time you dated? You dated before like the apps were even a fucking thing, or they were just invented.
Tinder was out when you were on Tinder. That's and right. I was like, dude, I can't do this.
It just came out, though.
I know. And I did it for a little bit, and I mean, talked to a couple people on there, but it's just not my thing. I'm not good
that
at those
is
things.
So old.
I'm just not good
the
at those
things.
The last
time she was single, Tinder was invented.
No, it was a couple. It was a few years. You sound like fucking Santa Claus. It was like a few years because I remember you scrolling on Tinder and showing me, and we'd sit there and like, you know,
I promise this time
left and right.
I won't text you at random times of the night and be like, hey, I'm going on a date with this guy and then I'm going to their house.
That.
I would never do that. We've evolved.
No, good. That makes me happy. But
Tinder's not even, I hear Tinder's not even a fucking thing anymore. It's like Hinge.
Hinge, yeah.
And
but
Bumble.
I really do think people are sliding into DMs every time.
Ooh,
I see.
On your
how'd
Insta?
You guys meet? You slid into my DMs. Yeah. And make songs about it. I'm
ooh.
Just saying.
Ooh. Interesting.
Because it's probably the easiest way if you slide into somebody's DMs that you like.
Damn, Kayla, did you slide into her DMs? No, she slid into your base.
She slid, into my base.
Write that down.
Like,
that'll be my wedding.
Messenger.
My wedding toast.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Anyways, I don't know what the fucking kids are doing these days. We're going to talk a little bit more about this further down this journey I go. Mm-hmm. Right now, I am grieving. I'm going through the stages of a breakup.
Are you going to list the stages or not?
Maybe we'll just like talk about a few of them.
Oh,
and then we're going to...
Oh, sorry. I wanted to say that I know this is a different perspective, but as a friend in general, I can't stand when people are in the denial stage.
Yeah.
It is the hard... It's like... On
Fuck.
Sex and the City, where she's sitting there and she's just fucking ranting about Big, Carrie is, and her friends are like, you need a therapist.
I thought that's what I had you guys for.
Yeah, literally, that reminds me of my life because it's like, it's just any friend that goes through a breakup. It's really hard to listen to.
Yeah. We've been there.
I know,
like,
but I'm just
I've
saying, it's so hard. It's so hard. But just saying, as a friend, that's like third party, that is hard to watch and listen to. Not that we wouldn't be the same if we were going through a breakup, but I'm just saying, as a friend, the outside party on that, it's rough.
And like we were talking earlier, you haven't really necessarily gone through like a full-on break. Like you and Kayla took a break a little bit ago, like for a little bit a while
ago.
We were on a break.
Okay.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
Bust it wide open.
I wish I knew what year that was.
It was
Do
a long,
you remember?
It feels like such a long time ago.
I think it was 2018. Yeah, 2018.
Okay.
We're in 2023, so 5 years ago. And so, honestly, it wasn't just her. It was just the, I mean, yeah, I'm perfect. So, I didn't do anything.
Obvi.
But her brother was living here, and that was a dynamic, like, for a short time. But then his friends were here. I think it was just a lot of factors, and she was trying to have fun. And, I mean, it was fun all together. Like, we were partying and stuff. You'd been around it. It was fun.
We fucking raged.
Yeah, but it was the whole motivation on life.
Eat, drink, fuck, repeat.
And kind of growing up in a sense, growing together. And I didn't feel like we were growing. And so I'm not saying I gave an ultimatum like you need to get your shit together, basically. It's not that I don't love you and I love our life together. I didn't want to break up, but I had to draw a line in the sand. Like I had to set a boundary.
Yeah,
I feel. So I did. And then she lost 20 pounds and has never gained it back.
You look amazing. Thanks. I'm so depressed I can't eat.
Literally,
how are you?
That's what happened.
How are you? I hope you're doing well.
Yeah. So, but how long till we got back together officially?
I don't think it was two and a half months.
I think you have that wrong. I think it was a month. But whatever.
87% over here.
Yeah, I think it was a month, but we're
it
just
felt
so
longer
in love.
Than that.
Maybe two. We're just so in love.
Meet you in the middle too.
We're just so in love. We couldn't stay apart.
Yeah, it was really.
And we're getting married, so it all worked out, right? Sometimes you have to set a boundary, though. Mm-hmm. And my friend, she actually said this before. She was like, "Sometimes you have to break up with somebody, whether it's for a month, a year, or whatever. If it's meant to be, you'll. I know that's pretty far out, but like, you." You'll come back together. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just me, though.
If you love something, set it free.
No,
if
not
it comes
like
back,
that.
It's meant to be.
But literally, it snapped her Squash into it. Check. Okay? She literally was like, I'm ready to
get,
I get
shit
it.
Together.
Yeah, and you did.
You did. You've had your shit together ever since. Solid turrets every day, man.
No, but really, even my parents were like, that's nuts. Like,
thank God.
The amount.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, you've been with a woman who did that because they love you so much. And I've been with a lot of men and not one of them have done that because they don't love me as much. It's fine, but it's beautiful. Write that
and
down. That's also going in your speech.
We know I don't like to be alone. So
I need you to change
this. For me to
this.
Do that, I really, that was brave of me.
Yeah,
if
it
you
really was.
Think about it.
I need you to do this or we can't. And it's like, okay.
And it was so hard because you don't have anyone sleeping with you, cuddling,
oh, yeah.
Like all those things.
All
that's what.
So they were saying there was like, okay, men and women grieve differently for breakups, and it's also different when you're the one who got broken up with the brokey, and then the person who did the
I
breaking
don't think
up.
They say that. I don't
yeah.
think the kids are saying the brokey.
What do you call it?
Not that
the person who got broken up with. There's a shorter fucking. We got LOL out here. We don't have a fucking term for.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
The person.
Hey, we'll call it the ultimatum.
The person who was given the ultimatum
yeah.
versus the person who gave the ultimatum.
I was
a giver
given an
and
ultimatum.
A gave.
You were not given the ultimatum. You gave the ultimatum. Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
well,
okay.
I kind of changed my mind during this process because I'm really open to it now. But they were saying that different for everybody, but like for a woman, it's ambivalence. Which is essentially like, I don't know, like this true indecisiveness of just going fucking back and forth, like, I don't fucking know. And then euphoric recall, which we talked about, or what was it?
It's like fantasy. You're remembering what could have been, basically.
Yeah, all
like
the good times.
All the good times. You're like, well, if he could have just got his shit together, we'd be getting married next year.
And what did fucking Mel say over at Wine? She was like, it's hard because during, or no, at softball, when it's good in those moments mm-hmm. and you're like, God, this is good. But then the fucking downtimes are just, it's then we shouldn't have as many downtimes mm-hmm. like that are really, really down. But she was like, God, it's hard when you're thinking like, mm-hmm. fuck, it's good when it's good. But it's bad when it's bad. You know, it's like, fuck. And then it goes into making sense, which, yeah, I have to constantly talk it out.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
Where did we go wrong?
Make it make sense.
Yeah.
And then numbness, which is, I mean, some of my favorite stages.
Yeah, I think
I can just
you're,
be numb.
Yeah.
You know, ice showers, crying yourself to sleep, all the fun things.
Smoking too much weed.
Yeah, numb it out, baby. And then your favorite stage, denial. Ain't just a river in Egypt. Anger, fucking hate worm, dude. Anger is really rough. And then bargaining. And they were like really important, like don't fucking do this to yourself because they do this all the time where it's like, well, if I would do this and then he would show, you know, and he would do this and you start like almost bargaining with yourself to try and convince yourself to get back into this relationship. You're like, if I could have done this differently and I really can, then he would see that and he would do it differently. Or if he just did X, I can make this work. And then you have sadness, which we all love sadness. Sadness and joy are besties now. And then socials. And so this one, they were like, don't grieve publicly on social media. Fucking, and we'll talk about this in a second, bitches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people just wave their shit, and we all have those. We all love to watch the drama, but it's like, don't do that if you're, I mean, as you've ascended into adulthood, you need to stop doing that shit. It's like defacing fucking yourself. It's just stupid. But they say to grieve off of social media. And then when you have done so, hop on and change it all at once. take down the pictures, update the status, like after when you're now ready to say, yes, it's done. And I've followed my, you know, my journey, however long it takes. And then it also says that there's potential for relapse, which happens to us all, in which case you just reset the cycle and you start all over again. Or some people will, like, you know, compartmentalize and do a breakup fuck. That's a thing, right? You get a breakup fuck, right? Right? Do you get a breakup fuck?
I mean, you're talking to somebody that's going to say no, but here I am.
We'll make a post. Do you get a breakup fuck? Or we'll put that for, am I the asshole for doing a breakup fuck with your ex? Because I think,
you know what it really comes down to is how toxic was your shit?
Because
when you have a toxic relationship, I feel like you end up doing a breakup fuck more than you someone else would. Do you know what I mean?
It's not good,
because your sex was the best thing you had.
Ugh.
Because the emotional shit was toxic.
It was just toxic. Yeah. And then you go into acceptance. And then it's like, once you're through that stage, you date and you move the fuck forward. And of course, like, I feel like there's, of course, if there's any trauma or anything that comes from that, do your fucking healing, right? Before you go jumping into some new
shit. Do not do a breakup.
And you can
spend
as much fucking time in these as you want in each one. It's not even, and you don't even have to ascend in the same order. It's all mix match fucking choose your adventure is what this stage of grief is. For men, they say it's fucking different. They say, especially when they're doing the breaking up, right? First step is ego comes alive. They're like, hell yeah, I'm single. I'm back.
Let's play video games till 2 a.m.
Dude, and fucking jerk off and then go to the club. Like, you guys want to go out tonight? Fuck it.
Toronto disagrees.
Like, that's not what they do.
That's what Amanda thinks men do.
That's how I envision them in my head. I feel like the girls don't do that.
I'm going to go home for lunch and jerk off and go back to work.
Oh, wait. You don't even have to because you work from home, but you just forget to turn off your fucking camera. Maybe that's why I think that way about men. Get the fuck out of here. You know how many times I've been caught accidentally masturbating on camera at work? This many times. Okay. Zero. You know how many men have? A lot. I'll get that stat and put it in the fucking box, okay? All this to say, the ego comes alive.
That is
with men.
So stereotypical.
It really
of
is.
Us.
It really is. Cut it all. We got male followers. I like you guys. Ego comes alive. The man breaks or becomes a social animal. So basically, he's going out with his friends. He's doing all the shit that like he normally wouldn't do because he's spending time with you, right? Goes out with he fills his time, and then over time, the realization of what just happened, like the gravity of the situation, sets in. And then he goes into anger and sadness and starts to kind of feel it all at once. And it depends on how he processes that step, I feel, is like a big fucking deal. Don't go punching holes in walls, guys. Like, we got it. Initial acceptance and then gaining the trust and the redirection. So, like, that's basically when you go through it, or they're saying when they go through it, they have this moment of, like, all the trust that you had in that one person and within yourself to choose that person. You almost need to go through the healing and redemption of like trusting yourself that you have your best intention at heart. Like you can love again and you can trust somebody else again. It just because that one person let you down doesn't mean everyone will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really big one. And then they are basically ready to go back into the wild and be another bitch's problem because they didn't go to therapy. So go to therapy. Peel it all
she
up.
Has anger towards men right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry,
so let's
I do.
Remember that. It's all
and
she's
I
projecting.
I love men. They're fun. They're great. I love men. So, but I can't throw a rock without hitting a man who's disappointed me lately. Okay. All the ones included. All right. Thanks, Dad. But like, I'm just like really frustrated with men right now. This too shall pass. And I know that, and I'm raising a young man. But it's hard in this moment right now to not really just go to absolutes and categorize guys. And I know, and we were even talking about that, this fucking narrative that guys are the wolves, the big bad wolves. And like, we're going to table that for another mm-hmm. episode. But like, yeah, I'll breathe through it. Hee hee hoo. Hee hee hoo. Pussy pussy hoo. We'll eat our way through this. Okay. And then, like, stages of the actual breakup, which I don't know how that's different, but I wrote down stages of a breakup because this was, like, a fucking thing. But you basically have this, the person who broke up also, like, feels a sense of relief initially, which is, like, fucked with guilt. It's guilt and shame, relief, and, like, they all just have this, like, crazy threesome in your body. It's magnificent. And you go through that, and then you get curious about, like, all this time I was spending with them, what could I do? What could I be doing differently? Like, what does my future look like? And you kind of get curious about the future, and then you go into doubt where you're like, shit, did I make the good decision? I don't know if I made the right decision. Did I make this? That indecisiveness, mm-hmm. again, that ambivalence. And then you get some tension, right? Because that's kind of like that anger coming out again. And then invalidation, which you start to doubt the opinion and your own judgment and like invalidate your own feelings through this breakup, which is going to happen. And then fear. And this is like all the stages people go through. If you go like no contact, like you don't fucking talk to them at all, they're going to go through this. And then after fear sets in, they're like, they're going to fucking call you if you completely shut down. So it's like the, you know, trick to getting them to reach back out. But they're like, do not go through any of these. If you want to get back with your ex or you want to get with somebody, fucking go cold turkey, completely shut them off and let them go. And they will come back in the fear stage, which I think is kind of twisted. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's.
Do you remember going through any of these stages? Like when you guys broke up?
I think it was just so quick. And back together, I don't feel like I felt all of that. Yeah. I never felt anger. But again, I don't know. It was nothing. It wasn't a bad situation. Like she didn't do anything to me. I didn't do anything to her. So it was more of just like, hey, we need to get our shit together and be on the same page.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any anger.
Starting now.
Yeah.
Help me. I'm feeling this hurt.
I was definitely sad. I remember crying on the couch, but.
Really sad. I'm really sad. But it comes in waves. And I'm also moving, so I'm super stressed. It's really great. Yeah,
so you have a lot going on right now.
A lot going on. So the question I have is, you know, how long before you can start hooking up, like before you can fuck? And this is the thing too. It's like, who do you fuck? Where you fuck? What you fucking?
Well, it depends on how much you care about what society thinks of you and your people around you think of you, because it is a judgment. Because if you broke up with somebody today and then you decided to go hook up with somebody next week, that's your own choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I feel like it's when you're ready. Like, you know your body, you know your mind. If you've gone through your healing and you're like, you know, I can fuck someone and not cry in their mouth, then okay. I do think it's definitely something
you've
where...
You've never seen that, Corrado?
His dude, face has a girl never cried in your mouth, bro? While you're fucking? Oh. Oh my God. It was after my fucking divorce, dude. I was making out with a guy and I fucking started crying in his mouth. I was so sad. And he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, all right. We didn't have sex, which I thought was weird, but
I wonder why.
Like, where are you going? Like,
is she going to cry then?
Where are you going? Bitch, to get you a tissue. Shut the fuck up. But it's got salt water on my tongue.
Yeah, like, I think it's when you're ready.
When you're ready.
People out there, but some.
But
people
with the judgment as like, because what if I came to you and literally was like, yeah, I had sex with somebody, and it's been like a couple of days. No fucking way. You know what I mean? It's crazy because it's like we were together
it's
for years.
It's the same concept of how the last time you guys broke up, how everyone was like, you're moving too fast, Amanda, which you were, but I mean, that's here nor there, but everyone was saying that, but that's the same thing you did, but it was so much trauma that you had in that, bro. That you were just like, I need something. I'll take anything.
I truly feel like that person came into my life at the right time, though. It was a scary, dark time, but it did not look good on paper. Okay, got it. But yeah, we're going to learn from our mistakes there, but he wasn't a mistake. I truly feel that. Just the timing of the situation. Like, I wish maybe I would have found him as a best friend, but that's just kind of, he was just like so a rock. It just needed to be there. Yeah, it just needed to be there, which we learned, though. Like, what are the stereotypes out there for a single mom that's like single but hot but also damaged? Not damaged. We're not damaged here. Has trauma. What's the stereotype for those bitches? Are there any? No? That's great news. I love it. I love it out here.
I think it's harder because you do have two kids, and if you decide to date and stuff, you have to be so careful with that because the kids remember a lot.
Oh,
and I think that's the the saddest part is if
for sure.
you accidentally pick someone that's not good, because again, you don't know how someone's going to be in a year, mm-hmm. you know, like they might seem really great. And then
I'm super particular on yeah. who meets my kids for sure.
I'm just saying, but I'm not saying but you, I'm no, talking but about that happens in
all the time. Yeah. Like all the time. I mean, my dad and mom always had like my dad had girlfriends. I yeah. remember meeting girlfriends. I don't remember meeting hoochie hoochies, but like some kids, you're like, they're fucking,
yeah,
there's a bunch of girls coming in and out, a bunch of men coming in and out. So, but yeah, I definitely, that makes sense. That makes sense. Honestly, the thought of dating makes me a little queasy right now. Like that sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's too soon for you.
You're oh, not for ready. Sure. For sure. But even like the horror stories you mm-hmm. hear from our single fucking friends about what dog shit it is out there. Honestly, I guess because they're not dating women. I think I just answered my own question. Okay. Yep. Never mind. I'm not scared anymore. Let's go. Go forth and conquer. You're right. You're right. I think I just solved an issue here. But I don't know.
Could you imagine having a little girlfriend on the side helping you raise the kids and cooking dinner?
What's that fucking? What was that fucking comedian who was like, you know how much more successful I would be if I had a wife? And I was like, damn. Ooh, that's real. That's crazy.
Oh, you want to work? You want me to just? Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, baby, got this for you. Oh my god, don't make me come on camera, dude. Don't make me do it unless you're gonna pay me.
You want me
don't
to rub your feet? I'll rub your feet.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I couldn't even imagine. Just like how fast my brain just went through that whole fucking.
Rub your feet, and that just did it for you.
God, I'm so fucking easy to please. No, I'm still trying to decide if I'm easy to please or if I've just never really had my needs met. So that's my journey right now.
I think you've never had your needs met.
Yeah. Yep. And the one person who met my needs and superseded my needs.
Too much.
It was too much. It was the one that the relationship I jumped in right after. It was too much. And it's so intimidating.
He was too nice.
He was... Oh, future pin.
That's
put a pin
the shit
in that,
I can't
bro.
Stand.
He was
He's
amazing.
Too nice. I'm not into that. Well, was, you're into somebody that fucking...
It's hard. Who said that? A friend of mine that I've been talking to, this guy is really sweet. He was like, fucking chicks do not like nice guys.
They don't.
And I was like, not till their second divorce.
Yeah.
Not till their divorce is final. They don't. And then they once they've been out there. But I agree, younger women or people, you know, younger single women. And I think just ones who are still really, really in the dating scene or like that attention. Yeah, I absolutely like... Mm-hmm. I see it. It's okay. Like,
and what did I say earlier today? Most of the nice guys are not good looking.
Most of the nice guys are not good looking.
That's a stereotype.
You bitch. Fuck. Oh, shit. I can only imagine if a man said that on camera right now, how fucking hard I would shove my fist through his urethra. And you're just like,
but what are they going to say?
Ugly.
I didn't say ugly.
What? I'm usually not that good looking. I've had a lot of nice
Is this
guys.
Not Real Talk Sundays?
Fuck, dude.
It's my opinion.
I would say a majority of the time. I mean, it's because if you're not, you know, you got to bank on a good personality and a good wholesome approach to life when you find out you're not that good looking.
Like that was okay to say. I think my comment was way better than yours. That's horrible.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. It, you know what feels the worst is that I kind of meant it.
Oh, shit. What I was thinking before that was...
Fuck.
Was how we're saying these things in the way we look.
Oh, that's right. For all you people listening, we're fucking tore the fuck up
right
now.
But...
Oh, we got no makeup on. We've been moving all day.
But if you look at our Instagram, you'll see that.
We big bitches. We out here talking smack. Oh, thank you. I fucking needed that. I've been crying a lot lately. It's nice to cry through laughter every once in a while. I'm really mixing it up. Keep the emotions on their toes. Oh,
oh
fuck.
My God.
I'm serious though, dude. I got hernias. Oh, I need to go to the doctor.
The fact that you're living with hernias right now.
It's not that bad. It goes away. You just gotta push it. Yeah, I know. I know. 27th, on the 27th of July. I have an appointment.
Oh, great.
Don't That's worry, guys. Out. I'll be back good as you.
All right. right. So going in our segment, we gotta hit this segment. The asshole.
Let's say it at the same time. I really like when we say stuff at the same time.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't ready. Okay, go. Am I the asshole? I love that. Not only do I know where mine is, we're going to talk about if I am one. So this was my biggest one. Am I the asshole if after a breakup, I'm filming myself cry and I put it on social media and I'm like.
Yes, we talked about this. That is super like.
You're an asshole. Don't do that. Stop doing that,
it's
please.
It's cringe. I never say cringe, but thank that you. Shit is cringe.
It's giving. Shut the fuck up.
Leave stuff to your own private room.
It's one thing. We were talking about this. I was like, it's one thing to be on live or like to be on a video about a lesson learned and you get emotional and you start really like, fuck, shit. It's like, you know, it's real. It is quite another to go set up your fucking camera, come sit on your couch or in your car, press film and start bawling on fucking camera.
And you're just, not talking. You're just crying and there's a song in the background and then there's a little the fucking story.
Titles, yeah.
This is what happened to me 3 years ago. I can't.
Hashtag 18. Yeah, bitch, stop it. That looks weird. I'm sorry.
You are crying for attention. Don't do that. That's what you're doing.
Don't do that. That's weird. It looks off. I don't know. I don't do that. It's fucking cringe. That's your PSA, though. If you're doing that, fucking stop. If you have a video up on there, fucking take it down. All right? You look dumb. Heal. Yeah. You can heal. You can cry. Stop filming yourself doing it. It's weird.
You're welcome.
No.
Next one is, am I the asshole if we break up and I still talk to your mom or your sister or something to that extent?
My vote is no, initially, unless you're going to abuse it, in which case, like, yes.
Who's he dating? Like, yeah. Where is he going? Where do you go on vacation? Yeah. Like,
if you're
going
to be a bitch about it, no. But if, like, you have a great relationship with, like, his sister, you know, fuck. Like,
because there are moms that really love somebody made that dude. Connection with Bro. Who they're dating, their kid is dating.
My mom loved my high school sweetheart so fucking much. And she found out that we washed tables for lunch. And so he would wash tables for lunch to get a hot lunch or to get a second lunch because he was such a big kid. He loved to eat. And my mom, when we were dating, would send me to school with an extra packed lunch just for him. Fucking two sandwiches, a bag of chips or whatever. And I was giving it to him the whole time, pretty much the whole time we were dating. And then we broke up. And she goes, I don't fucking care. This isn't for you. It's for him. You need to take it to him. And I had to take this full fucking sack lunches my mom made for him. Bitch didn't make me a lunch. She didn't make me a lunch. She made me do it. And one of my friends, even Casey, I think she remembered this. She'd be like, she kept telling me, like, bitch, stop. That's fucking weird. I was like, I'm telling you right now, it's not me. And one day I didn't give him a sack lunch and he texted my mom. And my mom was like, I told you to give him that sack lunch. It's not for you. And I was like, bitch. Oh. And so, but she loved him. She thought that's going to be the man I was going to marry. I was like,
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that unless you get weird about it and like harass the family.
I'll be fucking weird about it.
Yeah.
Is this, am I the asshole if I destroy your stuff after you really fuck me over in a breakup?
It depends what the stuff is and what they did.
So it's indicative on the crime committed. So like, interesting. So different punishments, different crimes. I don't know. I feel like if something super fucked up happened, like he or she cheats on you, is I feel like a guarantee to go a little crazy. Not full crazy.
Yeah.
Not arson.
We're not like breaking windows, slitting tires.
We're not fucking destroying property. No. Okay. But I do think like if you live on the third floor and or even the second floor, I'm not fucking packing your shit and then carrying it downstairs to your car. Fuck you. If you fucked me over, like sure, I've never done that, but doesn't sound bad. Like, sounds like they deserved it. But you have, it's like throwing shit out the window. What's the craziest shit you've heard on? But slicing tires, that shit's fucking no. Setting fires, dude, or fucking up their house. What about this? I've seen this on TikTok. Bitches will go through a guy's entire house and blow glitter on everything. Put glitter in their dryer. Put glitter in their fucking shower heads. Like,
see, no, that's too
cover
much.
Cover the shit in glitter. In
that's
spicy
just
spaces.
Like immaturity, I feel.
What if he, like, fucked your best friend? That sounds pretty immature to me.
I just, it's that just too, glitter. But, like, I just don't have the energy to put the glitter everywhere.
But you're packing all your shit anyways.
That's true. I don't know.
Oh, that's too creative for me. I don't know. That's long game. You could put it in so many different places, mm-hmm. and they will have glitter in their fucking asshole for years, okay, dude.
That's kind of funny.
Oh god, bitch plays the long game on those. That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd come up with that, to be honest. But whatever, that shit ain't gonna happen to me anyways.
So, you can be the asshole, but keep it small. And you're just not the asshole.
Don't like do anything out of you illegal, know, like to ruin. Their that makes life, you look essentially. Bad. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Next one is, am I the asshole if I show up to your work when I know you work there?
Yes. Next question, Your Honor.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I don't care. What is there an exception? Like, what if I work in a super public place, like a park or like. Nope, yeah. There's other parks in the
there's
city.
Other you can parks.
I'm trying to think of a reason that like it would be okay to where it's like, bro, unless like I also work there, so that's why you don't fuck where you eat. You don't shit where you eat. Don't fuck your coworkers because you're going to see them every day. And like, don't fuck.
That's true. If you work together, that's off the table on that.
But like the gym is a hard one too because if you guys both go to the same gym.
Yeah, you're not going to go drive 30 minutes away to go to a different gym. I will get that. I'll let them have that.
And sometimes and you're not going to text me like, yo, I really want to go to the gym, but I don't want to go at the same time. You know, it's a gamble every fucking time. So you're like, I'm going to change my gym time and hopefully they don't change theirs. Anyways, but yeah, you're an asshole. For like 99.9888% of the time, you're a fucking asshole if you show up to my fucking work and you don't work here, you don't have business here, you can fucking go.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of my office. Are you the asshole if after, or am I the asshole? No, are you the asshole if you break up and then like a few months later, you're like going out with one of his friends?
Yes.
Always?
Yes.
Every time?
Yep.
Well, not your best friend. Because you have your friends, and you have your, like, your best friends, you have your friends. What if it's, like, a third onion ring layer out of friend?
When you say it like that, yeah, if it's, like, a mutual friend or something, but if it's, like, someone in their core group, absolutely not.
Off limits.
So let's call that, because that's what people say these days, your core group, your core group. Friends.
It's outside of your core group.
Yeah, if it's outside of your core group, I think that's
fuck
okay.
Fuck around, find out.
I'm just saying, though, like, don't be that person. Like, that's just so hurtful. I don't care if you feel a vibe or you're catching feelings. You can go catch some feelings somewhere
else. There's almost 8 billion people on this planet.
They're not your soulmate.
There's a lot of feelings out there. Go catch one.
Yeah.
And it's like a COVID virus. Just go catch one.
Am I the asshole if I keep the dog? So say you share a dog together in your relationship. You got the dog together. Mm. You went to the shelter. You picked out the puppy.
It's a us, we.
Yep.
Ours.
And then you break up. Who gets the dog? Like...
I'm taking the dog, dumbass. Fucking that's who gets the dog.
You're right.
Honestly, this
whoever
is hard.
Has the most stable home. No,
yeah,
just
right.
Kidding.
Whoever has the most stable environment is going to give Peppy his walks, and you know all the shit. Because
I do judge people when they're like, "Well, we share custody. Get the fuck
Bro,
out."
I
though.
Had a friend who did that,
I
dude.
Just can't.
Near and dear to my heart. She's amazing.
That's
She's
out of
like
control.
Such an amazing woman. But this is, yeah, and, like, she got a dog to help with her anxiety. It was, like, borderline service dog. She got all of her permits and shit for her to fly with her and all this shit. And, yeah, and she even bought the dog. But he fought her so fucking hard for that dog. Honestly, I think it was
manipulation.
Just, yeah, of course. Very manipulative to keep her in the picture for sure because he couldn't let go. But, like, broke her fucking heart, dude. She moved away and would still drive and get her dog, like, every few weekends and take it for the weekend. It was just, like, the saddest thing. But it's like, I totally understand, especially when you have this like super deep connection with this dog or this animal because you got it at a certain time. I don't know. But like, I don't know. Rock, paper, scissors. I truly do think who's going to give this dog the best life or like, because a dog will be emotionally bonded to a human. Like
and
there's
who does
a main.
The dog like more.
Yeah.
Is also, because I mean, we have it set up as if something we did break up for.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
If you fucking.
I get 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Like, we already have it established.
So you do believe in prenups.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're going to Ace Ventura it, you know, fucking take the dog just to be a stupid dick.
Yeah, you're using it
you're
as, like, when they use kids as
so,
a threat.
No, you're not an asshole if you take the dog. You're an asshole if you take the dog because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
To be an asshole. I want you to ask that. I don't know. Am I the asshole if I don't give back the ring?
Ooh.
This was a Val question.
But I want to ask her. It's a gift. If you really think about it, I am giving you a gift. Wrong hand, but okay.
I'm lefty.
Oh, shit. I was not.
Bitch.
Oh, God damn it. I'm not high. I think it's a gift. Don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do think it is a gift.
Because you were asking me to marry you.
The heart.
And then you don't get married or you get divorced after you've been married. Like, it's mine.
I think after you've been married, yeah, it is mine.
Yes.
There's a sweet spot when you are enfianced.
Yeah.
Like, I truly feel there are circumstances where abso-fucking-lutely you need to give that back. Especially if it's like that bullshit where it's like, that was my grandma's ring. And you cheated on me, or that was my grandma's ring.
Yeah,
and
true.
You're the one calling it off because you no longer are in love with me.
But like, also, so if you gave someone your grandma's ring, you're gonna take that shit back and go give it to someone else? Because that's weird too. Well, I wanted to marry this girl with my grandma's ring, but now I'm gonna go marry this other love of my life with my grandma's ring. That's stupid.
I wonder if it's like, I don't know, because it's sentimental, and that's a family heirloom, and that's like,
yeah,
something
it's like,
where,
but grandma, watch this from up above. I'm going to give it to this girl. No, not her.
Down below, you never know. Fuck, it's probably why the ring got gifted back.
I know, no. But I'm just saying that's my thoughts on it. Well, I think that's a little, like,
yeah, circumstantial,
stupid.
But if, yeah, like, she truly fucked you up, and like, that's your ring, or whoever, he's you, whatever, seriously, that's my grandma's ring, and I gave it to somebody I thought I loved, and you betrayed me, or you're the one who called it off, or you did the whatever. So I think in that situation, yeah, give me my ring back. That's my family thing and it sucks, but maybe somebody else can use it, or I can save it and give it to
make it to something,
a pair of earrings or some shit. Like, you don't just have my fake grandma does. So yeah, I feel like you're not, I mean, so yours is circumstantial, or it is like, yes, you're not an asshole if you keep the ring fully.
I think it's circumstantial.
Again, I think it's your intent. If you're going to be a fucking dick about it, you don't deserve it, but such is life, dude. Such is life. But
oh, breakups.
Breakups are hard. Breaking up is hard to do.
Don't
Sorry,
be
I had
an
to say
asshole.
It. Don't be an asshole. Ask yourself, if you have to ask yourself, am I the asshole if I do this? I think it's worth taking a minute and pondering it. Truly, truly weighing out the pros and cons here. Because there's a lot of times in my life, especially the whole, like, we don't fuck our friends kind of, like, thing where I'm like, That never happened when I was younger. I was never like, let's stop and think about fucking friends. We don't do that. Because
you're impulsive.
I was so impulsive. If you're not allowed to fuck your ex and you don't want to go fuck new people, then just go buy a vibrator. That's my advice. Or a fuck machine. But thank you guys so much for being with me on this journey. I'm super excited, but also I'm healing, so get the fuck out of here. But, like, if you're fine.
Just slide in the DMs. She's good with it. Slide in.
Just. All right.
If you're a guy, 5 foot. If you're not a guy, anybody.
Must be at least this tall to ride this ride. But at the end of the day, I'm thankful that you are going through this journey with me for the umpteenth time. Thank you for getting through it. She's the main that I call when shit happens. So yeah, we're just going to go
through
this journey.
Stop being in fucking denial, all right?
Yeah, I'm stuck in this stage, okay? But join us next week. Love, peace, and chicken grease, everybody. But here is your song of this wonderful episode. It's Odie, North Face. This is a good vibe. I'm surprised this guy doesn't have way more fucking followers. Sometimes I beefies these people and I'm just like, how the fuck you only got 6,000 subscribers or something? It's crazy. So yeah, check him out.
My face, she brings me joy. She diss them niggas, yeah. Don't kiss them boys. I find a way.
I'll make a ploy. I need that figure, yeah. She need this toy. Comes all the way from Illinois. I've never been, but I learned some more. Her fantasies, my perfect start. Swear she's the one, but I'm still employed. At the North Face, wasting my time just doing nothing. You're on my mind when I'm lonely. Maybe you'll find me in your own way. Searching for you, looking for you. I thought I had won, but I'm out of luck. And I walk alone, a lover's life. I can't wait to leave, I can't wait to go home. This place ain't for me, I know it's time. Look up at the sun, I know I've begun a whole different world, another life.